Episode 4, Space Truckin'. Road trip, with the van needing fixing, the crew bartered for repairs, relying on the humble Panini as trade stuffs to get air and space borne. The piloting of Kale and the not pushing of buttons of Kataz brought them steady and level in the void. But their journey took a bizarre turn when they discovered an unexpected stowaway, a massive-ish, half-tamed wampa named Brisket, lurking in the ship's vents. A flashing and a treating relegated the beast to a cage in the back. And an unshoeing of wires by Uli, the van is humming along again. Now, let's not forget, they need to get to Skyhold Base, a hidden fortress somewhere amidst the war-torn expanse of the Dead Meridian.
Do you capitalize the things, or is it just capitalized, like, automatically?
Oh, no, I capitalize them. These are things you're supposed to be focusing on.
I was just going to say, I appreciate it.
See, I didn't pick up on it until this time when you, like, really, really emphasized
that
we're supposed to go to work. I can't even remember where we're supposed to go.
Brisket.
I remember brisket.
We're supposed to go to the Bread Meridian.
You can click on the characters, and they'll bring up like your sheets. Yeah, Brisket has a sheet. If you have permission to see it.
Wait, Brisket's got a sheet, or is Brisket?
Brisket's in a cage where she belongs. He belongs. Yeah. It belongs.
Okay. Let's see. What we're supposed to do at the end of sessions is dole out moral points.
Level up.
Yeah, no, not leveling up. You guys did nothing for leveling up. You guys wasted yet more of your precious session time bickering mostly. But morale points. This basically determines whether you're light side or dark side. So they're kind of like experience points, except you can't buy anything with them except being good or bad. So let's see. One of the tabs has morale on it.
I think Andy should be docked morale for not flushing.
Oh yeah. No, I have that on my list.
which tab?
It's the one that looks like a balance, like a justice. You know, like the Lady Justice balance.
The scale. Okay.
Oh, morale.
Kale, I don't know. Do you know how to get to your... I don't remember. Have you been to your sheep yet, Kale?
Yeah.
So if you just double-click on your character, then you can get...
Okay, I see it. Yeah.
Let's see. It's like the second from the bottom. It looks like little justice scales. You should be at 50 to start.
Yep.
And then plus these modifiers. I'm giving plus 3 to Clyde for attempting to be a hero and flash sticking the Wampa, even though he was unsuccessful.
I was successful. I hit him. The roll was successful. I want it recorded that the roll was successful.
Well, I'll write that down right here.
All right, good.
Okay. It's recorded in this tiny book. Okay. Uli plus 3 morality for healing Clyde. Kale and Taz both plus 3 for helping the animal without hurting it.
But Clyde doesn't get any taken away for her yet.
No, because he was being a hero. He was trying to protect you guys.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to be a hero. If anything, you're the villain. You didn't flush.
And, yes. Wait, minus what? One minus one morality to Taz for not flushing, which is a total dick move.
Did you see the video I sent Tiger?
Yes, I did.
Let them feel the wrath of the monarch.
It was all sound and fury signifying nothing.
Okay. Now, I still have to figure out how many points I should be giving you, just like scaling it. If you get to 75 or 80, does anybody remember? We talked about it briefly. Then you're basically in, like, light side. You're on the light side. And if you're at 25 or 20, I don't remember which, then you are a dark side user.
I think it's 75.
While a character maintains morality above 70 points, they become a paragon, a champion of good. Yeah, so if you make it to 70, and I guess likewise, if you reach 30,
yeah, below 30, dark side 29, right?
Okay, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are we aiming for, guys?
I'm a good guy.
I thought you were a librarian.
That's what you think.
Librarians are notoriously evil.
Yeah, evil librarians.
Direct me to the smut.
Do I have to... it's in the Jedi library behind the beaded door. Jedis are kind of broods. Oh, it moves now. Oh, wow, technology. Wow.
Yeah, you guys are cruising along in the ship. Taz and let's see, where exactly do we live off of? I think we put our characters where they are. I think Kale moved all the way back up to the front. He's piloting the ship. Taz is probably in the back talking to the Wampa. Yep. And Uli, you just unchewed the wires. And Clyde, I think you were bitching.
I was in pain. I was hurt.
You were healed.
I know, but I was still hurt. You know, now I'm like, you know, emotionally, I think I'm all right now. But I was attacked by a vicious beast.
You're going to hold this over my head the whole time, are you?
What?
You're going to hold this over me the whole time, are you?
You put a force shield up when I was trying to do something cool for the first time in my life. When I was trying to hit a Wampa with a flashlight stick.
I realized that after probably after I woke up the next day, I was like, the one time he tried to act heroic, I stopped him.
The first time we used the force ever, I stopped him. I stood in the way of my co-player.
But I mean, I didn't want you to hurt Brisket.
Well, he hurt me.
Wait, are you guys in character or not?
This is a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. I mean, yeah. We're working it out.
Yes, I agree.
So, but you're healed. You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm healed.
Right. Well, I don't know about Uli's fine. Cool. He's saying something hurts.
Yeah, his ego's hurt.
My ego? I was scratched by a vent monster. A pygmy wampa. A papa.
Great. Okay. Well.
Cool. So the ship's floating normally now?
Just in the general away direction from Coruscant.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, we should find this place that we're supposed to go to.
Yeah, I'm gonna go talk to Kale. Can I make my way up to the front of the ship?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool. I see Kale over at the controls, and I'm is there two chairs up here, or is it just one?
There's two. There's the one behind me.
All right, she's gonna slip into the seat behind you. She goes, so, do you know where we're going?
The Dead Meridian? Know where we're going after that? It's a little bit fuzzy as to this fortress you're looking for. We might have to do a little bit of be a little bit vigilant when we get there.
Yeah, I've never heard of this Skyhold base. Hold on. She leans behind her and yells down the hallway. You guys ever hear of a Skyhold base?
What?
Did you ever hear of a Skyhold base?
No. I've never left the planet before.
No.
She's going to lean forward. I'm going to lean forward. Listen, Kale, I hate to say this, but I think you and I might be the most competent on this particular mission.
What?
And
what'd you say?
I haven't really had a chance to show my expertise, but I want to say you're doing a great job flying this ship. I have no clue. clue where we're going. I'm not really space traveled. I've only been to a couple places, Coruscant being the main one. So.
Well, the Dead Meridian, very large, vast area. A little bit concerned we're going to be spending some time. Unless you guys recall anything that might have been said, maybe some characteristics about this Skyhold base. That would help maybe guide to where we're going.
1 second. And I'm going to go jog back to Clyde and be like, so Clyde,
Wait, hold on. What'd you say? Mind you, it's the textless book I'm reading.
You know anything, but you remember anything about this base that we're going to? I mean, I take notes, but out of character, I don't remember anything.
No, I just know we have to go there. Out of character and in character. I just know we have to go there.
Okay. All right, I'm going to jog to the back of the ship where Taz is. Taz!
Talk to the Wampa first.
I look up from the cage.
I give the Wampa a withering glare. Just the most withering I can manage.
Is that a good or bad stare? I don't know.
I'm just going to leave this alone then and jog back to the front of the ship.
He doesn't know whether it's good or bad.
Turns out that
was a question both in and out of character.
Turns out we're dumb as hell and we don't know anything. Does the ship have a computer or anything on it? Do I need to scan for that?
It has a computer.
Not like a ship could like work in the controls, but like a general, just like, can I space
like
search?
The internet?
Yeah. Do we have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, you have access to the HoloNet.
Cool. I'm gonna spend some time searching the HoloNet for whatever I can find out about this Skyhold base, this Dead Meridian, and that one guy we gotta go find.
Commander
Gorbeck. I did write that down. You know. Okay, cool. I'm gonna go do that for a little bit.
Okay.
So I will say, you know, once we get there, there's probably a few areas I would maybe start looking at, but if you guys... you know, you could find anything, you know, that would help guide us to maybe at least one or two potential areas.
Cool.
I wish I could remember what Master Plo Koon told us.
Here's something.
I was clicking on my skills button. Hello? I thought that was me.
Hello, who is this?
The beeping is coming from, the communicator in the robes of Clyde.
Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Oh, it's backward. That's what I did wrong. It was upside down. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this? This is
Master Plo Koon.
Oh, hey.
Sir, you left me a message?
Yeah, I found a book of yours.
Yes?
It's blank. You know anything about that?
Yeah, it was bait. So we could sack you.
Wow. That's it?
Yeah.
This mystery really went south fast. I was really interested in this mystery of why the book was blank.
Oh, it's because it's not real. It's like one of those books that you keep at... displays at like fake.
I've been reading
stores.
This. I've been combing this thing for as long as I've been on this ship, trying to find out what the mystery was, and this is it.
All of the pages are blank, my son.
Okay, so what do I do with it?
Recycle it, I guess. Maybe you could jot your thoughts and feelings in it.
If it was blank, why'd you write your number down in it?
Oh, that's how you got this number?
Yeah. Are you like customer service? Do you make your own books on Space Etsy or something?
No. The only thing I can think of is you saw the impression of my number because I used a notepad that was sitting on top of the book.
Oh, okay. Well, while I got you on the phone, this mission you sent us on, gonna need some details. Hey, Uli! Uli!
Yeah?
How are you guys getting along?
Hold on. I'm talking to a pretty green lady. Uli! You want to talk to Master Plo Koon?
I think the pretty green lady was in the other...
I am talking. No.
Oh, sorry. Did you just shush a Jedi Master?
Uli!
Did I hear Plo Koon?
No, you didn't.
I come running up to try to talk to Master Plo Koon.
No, he's on my...
I'm also going to come around because I hear someone screaming my name.
I've got it on speakerphone.
Master Plo Koon?
I've got Master Plo Koon. You guys thought I was just a willy-nilly, works in the library kind of guy. And here I am. I got the big honcho on the phone. Now, what did you
Master
guys
Plo.
Want?
To Master ask Plo, it's Taz.
You got Taz on the phone.
Hi.
Taz, what do you got to... And I'm like walking around like it's a microphone. Taz, what do you got to say?
How are you, Master?
Well, I just got this strange message, and I called back. And, well, here we are. I'm doing okay. I'm a little worried that... How's the mission coming along?
Well, we got
bought a wampa.
We bought a wampa.
No, I got a wampa.
We fought a wampa. I mean,
I caught a wampa.
He caught a wampa.
We bought, caught, and bought a wampa.
We bought, caught, bought a wampa.
Huh. And you rode the wampa to space?
No, we got a pizza delivery truck. It's a lot spacious than you'd think. Lots of pizzas can fit in there.
No, it's an animal transport vehicle.
It said pizza delivery. I translated it. I know books. I work in the library.
That sort of explains the caller ID.
What's the caller ID?
That's
not true.
It's
caller ID?
Says it's coming from the Jedi Zoo animal delivery vehicle.
The animal zoo pizza delivery vehicle.
That is a really weird pizza company name.
I don't know. Maybe this company just, delivered pizzas specifically for the zoo, you know? Animals need pizzas, too.
Master Plo Koon, I think we're getting off base here.
Hold on. Uli is on the phone. Uli, what do you got to say? Yeah, hold it.
We're headed to the Skyhold base. We met someone. Seems like they know what they're doing. Anything you got?
You met someone that seems like they know what they're doing.
He helped us catch the wampa. Her name's Brisket.
The wampa, not the man that helped us.
So, yeah, the wampa's name
You met
name
a man
Brisket.
Named Brisket.
No, yeah. The wampa's name is Brisket.
We've met someone. We're moving on.
You didn't add someone to the crew, did you?
No. Well, what if we did?
Yeah, what are you going to stop us?
You didn't tell him about the mission, did you?
He has a really cool hat. I mean, he's trustworthy. Believe me.
Should we tell him about the mission?
Only in the most vaguest of terms.
Is that because you only are vaguely aware of what you're doing?
And when I say vague terms, I mean we told him everything. We're splitting the bounty.
Well.
Listen, you gave us no ship, no knowledge, no guns.
In
no
a book
nothing.
That I've been reading this book for a while now, trying to figure out what the secret was, and it turns out it was bullshit.
Some librarian.
I'm upset.
All right. Fair is fair. Yes. I realize none of you had piloting experience or had
or
hardly ever
experience.
Been off the planet. Or really, no. You guys have experience. We picked you for a very particular reason.
Okay. The Skyhold place. Where
we're
is it?
Waiting. What reason was that? Because right now, these people are insane.
Well, we picked you because you are strong. You are strong in the Force. You have Force potential. That's why we need you on this special mission.
I thought that was pretty obvious.
Well, Taz, I'm glad that you caught it.
Yeah, yeah, wish you would have shared that with the rest of your companions, because they seem very confused.
I just assumed I was the best one. So I didn't think that they needed to know that they weren't as good.
Hold on, well, Master
Taz, have you ever heard of someone called RX?
No. Okay. No. Is that an animal?
No, never mind. Anyway.
Listen, Master Plakoon, well, we got you. It seems like you. So we're headed to the Skyhold base. Anything we, full steam ahead, right? There's not going to be any issues once we get there.
Oh, it's very dangerous. So you will need to find your way across. One snag. Because of the separation of powers, I do not know where Skyhold base is.
Okay.
Separation of powers. What?
Yeah, separation of powers. I am in the Jedi Council. I'm not in the Senate. I'm not in the military. So
that makes more sense. You just said you don't know. I'm sorry. I'm talking too much.
Are you okay?
I'm really upset with the mystery of this
really
book.
Scrambled your brain.
This book, I'm really upset. I thought there was a mystery here, and there's not.
So,
do you know where we can find out?
You can talk to Director Izzard, which is the man that's part of the Security Council. The Security Council is me, and Director Izzard, that starts with a Y, and the woman's senator. Jenny Hanuk.
Do you have their number?
No, but the senator will, and she is shortly going to be at a diplomatic conference outside of Duros, which is conveniently on the way to the Dead Meridian.
Oh, so you just got to go to Duros and talk to the senator?
Yeah.
What planet is she a senator of?
She is a senator from Glythnos.
Beautiful this time of year, no. I've heard.
Yes, probably. I'm sure you're right.
Glythnos.
And this is your personal number? We can call you anytime we need?
Please don't call me.
Please don't ever call me again.
No, I am here to help you. But I must remind you that the Force is going to be important. So if I were you, I would not neglect to take the time that you have.
I got it.
No, please listen. please, you know, take the time while you're on the long trek in the van, the pizza delivery van or whatever you call it, to practice your Force powers. And all watch out for Commander Gorbeck. He's a valuable asset for the Republic. But let's just say war forces difficult choices.
And isn't he Gorbeck the one that we got to kill?
No, Gorbeck is not the one you need to kill. You need to kill or otherwise neutralize Tyber Solvar.
Mm. Gorbeck, Commander Solvar. I can see where I got confused.
Yes, they both have Vs.
Yes, it's a very uncommon thing.
Yes. Gorbeck will help you get across the Dead Meridian and closer to the base. To Tolvar's base. Which the Jedi Council, for some reason, is not privy to.
Okay. So we gotta go to Doris? Dorath?
Doros.
Duros.
Duros.
Doros. Okay.
What are you guys talking to back there?
Who's that?
That's no one. You don't need to know. The less you know, the better.
We're don't just talking to Brisket.
Powers. That's Brisket or Wampa. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Hey, thanks for all the advice. We'll go get, you know, Commander Gorvek and Commander Solvar, and we'll also go talk to that senator lady.
Hey,
we got it all marked down.
Thank you for the book.
Yeah, thank you for the book. I'm going to use it as a weapon at some point in time, just because, you know, it's empty, and I'm going to throw it at somebody. But, hey, have a good night.
What are you armed with? A flash stick and a book.
No, a flashlight on the end of a stick and in a book.
Well, did we hang up?
Yes.
No, I'm still here.
Nope, hang up.
Nope.
The clown is down. I just hung up on a Jedi Master. I feel really powerful right now. How about you guys?
No. I'm
smart move.
All right. We need to have a ship meeting. Ship meeting?
Do we include the pilot?
Yes, of course we include the pilot. He's the one pilot in this. Shut up, Brisket!
Brisket, calm down. Don't yell at her. She's just scared. See? That noise? Scared.
You are the animal trainer, so I will I'll believe you. But I am not turning away from that creature.
You're not turning away from it?
Eyes on it, always. And as she says that, Uli backs into the hallway leading up to the where you're piloting. So good news. Didn't need the internet. We gotta go to Duros.
So I heard a lot of talking. You guys used up almost all the minutes on the comm. And why Duros? That's not the Skyhold base. What's going on?
We need to go to Duros. The people we need to talk to, who will help us find the other people we need to talk to, are on Duros. It sounds complicated, but it really, if you take it one step at a time, it's not that. Duros, then the next step. That's the plan so far. Plan number one, step one, Duros. Plan number two, profit.
As Clyde, can you come in here real quickly, please?
Yes.
Ship meeting.
Yes. How's it going, Kale?
I go back to make sure to flush the toilet.
Thank you. That'll surely get you some good karma.
Well, now that everything's calmed down, I think.
Karma.
Did you wash your hands?
Huh?
Negative one.
I walk up to the cockpit and you know, park it on a seat. So, how's it going?
And I stand in the doorway, pretending to dry off my hands.
All right, guys. So, just want to make sure we're all clear on the plan. We are going to Duros, trying to find someone, and then after that, directly to this Skyhold.
We get to talk to a senator.
Yeah, we have to go to this diplomatic conference. Speak to
somebody.
We gotta
find Gliss. Gliss knows.
Yeah, not an issue. We've already met this woman. She's lovely. I mean, she only kidnapped the three of us, you know, to help her for her plight. So I'm sure there's no concerns there. We'll talk to her. Then we'll get like really good directions, I'm sure. And we'll go from there. I mean,
wait,
in this way,
kidnapped us?
Were you not sacked?
Oh, that's what you're calling that, huh?
Yes. We were sacked. But it's going to be great. We'll just we'll talk to her. We'll get a plan.
I don't know where Skyhold base is. We're going to find it, but we need to talk to this lady first because apparently she knows.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Kale, we can't tell our higher-ups we hired you on. Apparently, they don't like that. Apparently, Master Plo Koon, you know, he's the guy with the yellow lightsaber. And the
gangly.
Thing.
Yeah,
gangly.
Yeah,
really, really smug, really like, you know, like
hey.
Walks up on you.
Hey, he's cool.
He's
I'm
cool,
a Jedi.
But he's smug. He's got a little bit of smug.
I like Master Plo.
Well, you know,
he's really nice to me every time he comes to see his, to get his mount for the next mission.
Well, he doesn't want Kale involved, and you involved your boss. So if you tell Master Plo Koon you involved your boss, you're going to make him lose his job. Do you want your boss Kale to lose his job?
Or Master Plo Koon?
What?
Will I lose my job?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, well then, no, I don't want that.
Well, we can't tell. So, Kale, we'll split the money with you when we get it, but... yeah, when we answer phone calls, you just kind of play it cool.
So I'm kind of like your dirty little secret.
Yes. That's a great way of putting that.
If you want to be, if that's your code name from now on.
You know, I'm generally this agreement is just kind of giving me, you know, back to where we when this first started. Same. A lot of hesitation with all of this. So let me understand this correctly. So this lady hired you, gave you information, and now you're going back to that lady on a different planet.
Hired is a really rough word.
She sacked us.
The sacking, kind of, yes. The great sacking, sacked, yes.
The great sacking of the...
the great sacking of last week.
Yeah, we're not really cool about this either, but, man, we're just kind of going along with it.
What do we got to lose?
They're going to pay us a lot of money, and
definitely got a shitload of money.
And there's a lot of things, cool things at the Blood Meridian that we got to check out.
You know, I agreed to this mostly because of Taz. Want him to explore a little bit. So Taz, are you down with all of this?
I don't really think I have a choice. So yes.
All right. Okay. On to Duros we go.
Yeah.
That was a lot easier than I thought. Great. Let's go.
All right. Let me...
Do we know where Duros is?
My assumption was that Kale would know where Duros is. Oh, it's actually Duro. I thought it was Duros.
It's okay.
Going the wrong way.
There was multiple. Now there's just
one. I have no token.
Now there's just one. Oh, you guys can't see it? Okay.
Let me... I just assumed we are in the vastness of space.
Yeah, well, you are. Also, yes.
The point in between the stars.
Did that work?
I see a map.
Okay, yeah, that's right. So this is Coruscant, where you've spent... And you guys are just coasting towards Duro. Well, I mean, you guys were just going away. You know that the Blood Meridian is out here in the Outer Rim. Let's just go ahead and reveal that.
Why don't I tell you where the Blood Meridian's at?
So, Duro, that's right next to Corellia, right, guys? If I'm remembering that correctly?
I think it is Corellia. It's Corellia Duro. But they call it Duro for short.
Okay. All right. Do I need to do any sort of, roll for...
Is that true?
I don't think it is.
It's true. It does look like it's the same place. I didn't know that.
I'm just the same
Are they the page. Same place?
I think they are.
Because I've heard of Corellia. I've heard of the species Duros, which I assume was from Duro. It also means hard in Spanish, which is unhelpful.
Duro!
I thought it was Corellia.
Alright, maybe it's
I guess they're in the same system then.
Oh, that's the system. I forgot.
The Corellia Duro system.
Page just has a screenshot of this map. So that's not. Doesn't clear anything up.
Oh, do you know Cad Bane is from Duro?
Because he's a Duros.
That's crazy.
say and a cat?
No, and a cat.
Oh.
All right, now I already forgot. Oh, yeah, if you want to do a astrogation check.
High-quality map. You can really zoom in.
How do I do that when I'm at this big map?
Oh, because you're not in here, so let me take us back to the work menu.
Does it really say pizza on the side? Why?
Character.
Yes.
Deception.
Okay. Astrogation.
Right, roll one. There's an astrogation. Oh, there you go. Oh, check failed. Great. But two advantages.
That'll help the story right along.
Yes. let's see. Well. Yeah, it's taking you longer than you expected to get to Duro, mostly because you don't know exactly where it is.
You lied.
Did he?
You know what, guys? Yeah, I'll admit. I always get Corellia and Duro mixed up. Which one is it? This one?
I swear it was just that direction. I was going really southwest for a long time. I might have been supposed to go a little bit more southeast.
Hmm.
I think we're supposed to go to Durham.
I am understood. Not from the side of the galaxy.
So the one that you were going towards? Not that one.
Which one is that? Because I they look similar and they're right next to each other. I don't know. They're like twins.
You guys did make it to the system, and you do see the two planets he's referring to. He's got it pulled up on the astrogation chart computer. You guys can't decide which one to go to.
Who wants to go to the one on the left?
There's no left in space.
If you're looking at it, you can see which one's left. God.
You should be the lawyer. Okay, so you guys are going to the one on the left.
I like the left.
Says left. I mean, you know, guys, worst comes to worst, we make a little pit stop.
I'm sure that's, yeah. Roll for left.
Should we also roll for destiny points?
Yeah, let's do it after I roll for left. Alright, I did not mean to post this as Kale. There we go. You guys come up. You get close to the planet and you start to notice all of the traffic in orbit around Duro, and you see that there is a welcome to the diplomatic conference. It seems to be on a floating space station above the planet.
Oh, you must be in the right place, guys.
Yeah, I'm
good call on going left, everyone.
Yeah, we got lucky there. But one problem. Did anyone get clearance from anyone to land at any of these ports? Did you guys call your buddies at all? Can you call your buddies?
We need clearance?
Yes.
Can't just park anywhere, Taz. It's space.
This is the first time I've been off the planet since I was a youngling, so...
A little bit different out here.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Jeez.
But, we're going to have to cough up some money.
Name drop Senator Canuck. Am I saying that correctly? Canuck.
Cliff Notes.
Canuck. That is how I wrote it.
Okay.
We don't have clearance. Clyde, do you think you could get Flacoon on the horn?
love to call him. I have his personal number. We're good friends now.
Oh, I mean, I'm so jealous.
Can I call him?
You're calling who?
Plakun.
Oh, all right.
You should not have given me his personal number. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Believe it or not, Plo Koon isn't at home. Just leave a message at the beep. Yeah, I must be out or I pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, Plo Koon's not here.
Beep. Hey, Plo Koon. We're about to park. Need some parking validation if you got some time. You can just text it to me when you have a moment. Kind of important. We're trying to land right now, so hopefully you get this message really fast. Call me back. Bye.
Hey, do you think we can tell him we're delivering a pizza?
Yeah, let's do that. I like this plan.
We're delivering food.
And then when they come up to us to get their pizza, we'll throw a wampa at them. Hello? Hello?
This is actually coming from the ship.
Oh.
Yelling at me.
Ship, unidentified ship, please turn on your transponder.
I lean over, flip the switch, transponder open. Hello.
Hello. We have identified you, Kahuna Wave. Oh, wow. Please respond.
Kahuna Wave here with four souls on board.
Four souls.
Five. Don't forget Brisket.
Yes. We can't bring him on.
What is it? Briskets do not have souls.
He's talking about the lunch that we just had. He's, you know, to him, it's his best buddy. So no, but we're good. What would you need?
Do you have clearance to enter the space? This is a diplomatic convention, and there are very very tight security.
I quietly lean over. I say, guys, what are we going with? Pizza? Or do you think you can name drop this person?
Tell them that
it's
Senator,
pizza from Plakun.
Yeah, tell them it's for Senator Hunuk. We got pizza from Plakun.
yeah, we got some pizza here from Plo Koon for sorry, what was it?
Senator Hunuk.
You guys are delivering a pizza from Plo Koon? Like, from Coruscant?
Yes.
That's correct.
No, he ordered it for her.
Oh, okay. Roll a deception. I don't remember who...
We're all just shouting into the...
You guys are all yelling. And then it'll just be average. Let's see if... Failed. But you do have an advantage. Do you have an idea of how you would like to spend your advantage?
They really want that pizza.
Yeah. you know, so here's the thing. We actually, there was a pizza that got messed up. We can bring it to you, call it evens, and, you know, we can get on our way here. Just a quick stop.
Now listen, we could use a pizza here at air traffic control. I'm not buying your story about this senator, but if you do in fact have a pizza, yeah, we'll take it. We'll give you the space out back to bring us a pizza up here. We've been working nonstop for this stupid convention.
Yeah, sounds like you guys really could use one. Which port should I be pulling into?
You know, right behind the air traffic tower.
All right,
it's a tower-shaped thing.
Yep, big tower. All right, we're heading over there. Thank you.
All right.
This entire journey has been food motivated so far.
We don't
paninis and pizza.
Have any pizza, guys?
I'm sure they'll accept some paninis and some dog treats or whatever you got in your pocket.
Yeah. So, Clyde, any way you can maybe roll that panini out to maybe flatten it a little bit, and we can call it a Coruscant special.
Hold on. We'll roll for panini pizza.
A bacon chicken ranch pizza.
Roll for panini pizza. I think I can do that. Someone give me a hammer.
What would that be? Mechanics?
Who's good at rolling? It might be coordination.
I mean, I do have some coordination. I at one point. Anyone got any better?
What do you want me to roll, Tiger? I'll do whatever you
want. I got 3 ability in coordination.
Maybe this is.
Oh my god! Are you actually gonna?
Well, I think coordination.
Is Squish gonna come back from the dead to make us a pizza?
Is Squish gonna come back to Squish?
Wait, Squish isn't dead. Squish is dead.
I mean,
yeah, he died
in that last episode. Remember when you laid down to go to sleep?
Just never.
Sometimes
wake
you
up.
Don't wake up.
All right. What do we need to do? Is this skullduggery?
Skullduggery! You're making a pizza.
I'm flattening a pizza. You need to know what I'm doing here.
I think it could be... Well,
cool?
No, it's not cool. I don't think it's coordination, because... I actually don't know what coordination is.
Oh, my gosh.
What
the fuck do we roll to flatten a pizza here?
All right, fine. Coordination. Coordination or mechanics?
I'm going to coordinate. Oh my god.
Alright, but you do have 2 advantages.
The advantages is that I didn't ruin the paninis, so they might still take it. And there's 2 paninis left.
Okay, so it's not a convincing, let's say it's not a convincing pizza. It's just a flatter panini.
Yeah, there's 2 flat paninis.
A flatter, rounder panini.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're my new, we'll just say it's my new recipe, flat paninis. Trying to make it big. That's why they're getting it for free.
All right. You guys land the truck, the van, out back behind the tower, and you see a couple of figures run out from the what would you call it, the access door, towards, you know, kind of looking around like this is sort of a secret thing. And then they come up to the door and say, "So, pizza?"
I come to the door and I'm like, put my hands like this. Here you go. It's in foil. You need to warm it up first, so why don't you take it and put it in your space microwave?
You're going to want to take the foil off of it before you eat it up?
No. Shush. I just freshly made them. They're pretty warm. Keep them in the foil for a little bit. Maybe take them back and we'll warm them up in a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
He takes it. All right. From you and walks. How long are you going to be here?
60 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. If you can just stay here. If you're here longer than that, you're going to get towed.
Okay.
But thanks for this. So it feels kind of light and small for a pizza.
It's a personal pan.
I think. Well, he starts to pry open the.
No, it's too hot! It's too hot! It's too hot! It's too hot! I just made it. Don't do that. You're going to burn yourself.
It doesn't feel very hot.
It's very hot. It's really. I double foiled it.
Can I use my force powers on this guy? Or is he going to believe us?
No, you can use your force powers on him.
All right, I have influence, which is attempt to guide, shape, and twist the thoughts of feelings another. I want to make this guy super hungry.
Okay. Excellent. Great use of force powers.
Yeah.
We've done great so far. We've blocked an ally's attack and made someone hungry. We're doing great. I just wanted to move things with my mind.
Hey, at least I'm not making you hungry, okay?
You're next!
First GLP.
Okay. Oh. Wait, what is GLP?
That's what a Zempic is.
Oh. All right. I sent out rolling for destiny points. We forgot to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. My internet browser just crashed. Be right back.
That gives us a good opportunity to explain to Matt what destiny points are. I don't know that we ever did.
I think we briefly talked about it last.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so how many do we have? Oh, we're 3-2. Great.
Oh, sorry. Should I roll or no?
Yeah, you should have gotten a message in your chat. There it is.
No! Even 3-3. That's great. So do I have to flip one?
No. You roll your own force die. Hit your... Is it under utility? No. Under skills? Also, no. You might be able to hit the dice next to, the chat.
Yeah, there's one on there.
Like, right where you type in the chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I see that. So it's got everything set at 0, so...
Add one force die. So the one at the bottom, the white one.
Okay.
That's a left click.
And then roll. Oh, wow. Excellent. Yes, you may spend... Let's see. The character may attempt to guide, shape, and even twist the thoughts and feelings of other. Okay.
So is I don't
hunger,
wanna...
Is hunger negative?
I'm not sure, because I just want him to be, like, incredible. Like as he's walking away, just have one of those, like, oh, God, I haven't eaten in, like, hours, you know? Like, that, like, I'm suddenly now incredibly focused on this pizza panini.
Okay. The character may spend white or black to stress the mind of one living target he is engaged with.
Hey, if it's a dark side point... Yeah, I mean, I'll take a dark side point if I need to, but, yeah.
It
I'm
won't
not
be, it would be one strain.
Yeah. So I take one strain?
Yeah, take one strain. And, okay. How are you, in, how does this play out that you're forcing him, or you're influencing them?
So as he takes the paninis and starts walking away, I'm assuming he's gonna kind of be like you said, like, hey, do you see him light? Like, what the heck? Uli's gonna kind of, like, lean out of the doorway and do some finagling. And, oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, you see the guy, like, stop. He's like, oh, man. Like, checking his watch. He's like, oh, God, my lunch was, like, 3 hours ago. You know? Because I want him distracted and out of the way so we can sneak out.
Then he just immediately starts eating the paninis.
No, he's not a monster. He's going to go to the break room.
Really, really hungry.
That, okay, maybe he starts unwrapping it and eating it as he's going, and then he burns his mouth because the paninis are so hot. Ha ha! Dark side point.
Yeah, you made this guy really hungry. And they rush back into the tower to bog out on their paninis.
All right.
Well, let's do a break, and you can eat your own paninis if you'd like.
Fresh.
All right. So you guys have just made those young fellers hungry and mostly gotten them out of your hair for now. And they, for some reason, gave you a landing spot. So now you are on the diplomatic convention platform.
Okay. We go in, we find Hanuk, talk to her, get back on the ship, and get out of here. We got 60 minutes.
If I
know anything about the parking authority, they're very strict.
Why do I have Blith Nose written down?
She is the representative from Glyph Nose.
Oh, she's from Glyph Nose. Okay.
Yes.
I thought her name was Glyph Nose.
No, her name is Janie Hanuk.
Janie?
Like Jenny, but with an A. Janie.
Thanks, Jenny.
Jenny.
Okay, Jenny.
That's Senator Jenny. The most beautiful name I could think of.
Are we all going in?
Yeah, we're all going in. We're strutting in. All of us strut. Everyone strut.
Do I have a robe? Strut
was back.
Do you have a robe? That's a good question.
No, you're wearing a jumpsuit. It is. It is.
That is like the complete opposite of a robe.
Yes. Yes. It's very form fitting.
It's the opposite of a robe. It really is. It's like almost wearing. You're wearing a leotard.
I don't like this.
Yeah, it's your work leotard.
Okay.
Yeah. You're just walking right into the front door of the convention.
Yeah, like we own the place.
I was gonna see if there's like some sort of like conference, like, you know, when you go to those and they've got the agenda somewhere usually printed out or something.
Yeah. Okay. So it's in a hotel, a space hotel of sorts, and so I guess Clyde and Taz have strutted into the main conference area. There's a lot of different like booths and people walking around. They're all dressed very nice, like politicians. They're strutting. One is wearing robes, and the other one is wearing a leotard. It's important to note that nobody else is dressed like this because they are dressed like politicians, which is, you know, formal dress. But while they're doing that, Uli, you look at the simple agenda and you see the different meeting rooms. Maybe roll perception?
Sure.
Roll for luck? For dumb luck.
Is that perception or do I have a dumb luck?
Yeah, no, there's no dumb luck. I was
being That'd be serious. Nice if there was.
You guys would use it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, check failed. But you do have an advantage.
Have we passed one?
No, I think you guys have lost. I think you guys have failed every single one today.
It's been a rough night. It's not been good. So I'm going to say, so maybe I don't recognize her name anywhere, but also that means I realize that means she's not like giving an active conference at the moment. You know, she's not talking anywhere. She's not like on stage or in a room or anything like that. I don't know where she is, but like maybe she's alone.
Should we ask somebody? Is there like a, you know, customer service desk anywhere nearby?
Hey, while you guys search for that, I'm going to go grab as much swag as I can from this conference. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean,
you're going to loot the conference?
No, there's just so much grab swag. It's not looting. Yeah. They give it away.
Yeah.
What
stuff
is.
We all get. That's what it. Stuff we all get. Yeah,
and then he'll be swagging.
Okay, that's clever. What do you find at these different swag booths?
A lot of pens.
Well, it looks there's some pens, but most importantly, there's some of these little enamel pins that we can maybe look a little bit more stately to maybe get us into some of these conferences. What do you guys think?
Oh, you're a pin guy.
The pins, love the pins.
Oh, pens, yeah, you know, I got a couple pens, you know.
Okay.
What was that?
I mean, we all got to come up with our own little, I got paninis, he got pens. Maybe we can make a pen that looks like a panini.
A Pizzini pen?
A Pizzini pen. A
pinini. A pinzini.
Yes.
It's actually just a panini filled with pins. It's really dangerous to eat.
Tackling the important questions.
Yeah, I'll grab a pin and kind of stick it on.
All right, let's see. Lore. Pinzini. All right, somebody should roll.
For Pinzini.
I guess you guys aren't in the outer rim yet, right?
No, I think we're still in the inner rim.
No, right, we're in the
Oh, there is yeah. no. Oh, Core Worlds.
Core World, yeah.
All right. Somebody roll a lore knowledge of Core Worlds. I don't know who has the best one. None of you probably have one. Any particular?
No, I got one in both.
One in the outer rim.
I'll do it. I got lots.
What do you have?
I don't know.
And the core world?
No, it looks. You just have lore and education. Or, I mean, knowledge and lore and education, but this isn't really lore. This is core worlds. So since the pin idea was yours, Matt, Kale, why don't you roll the
core worlds?
Core worlds, yeah. And just two is fine.
Yeah.
He's
boy. Okay.
Do we lose?
Yeah, you lose. You guys got arrested. You go to Wampa Jail because that's the only jail left.
Risk it, help us.
Yeah, it's certainly looking like that. All right, so yeah, you don't see any particular pins. You do find pins, but they might as well be any planet. You don't really understand the differences between the different pins, but you do find, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 different pins.
Oh, all right, guys.
I'm gonna put one on.
Yeah.
Do we divide and conquer? Everyone take a pin?
Everybody take a pin.
I'm pinning it. Put a pin in that, Dean.
Okay. Let me... Oh, wait. No, that was supposed to be private.
Good, because I don't know what that 4 means.
Could mean anything. Okay. All right, so you guys each take a different pin, and you guys are walking the conference floor.
I put the pin in my lapel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I we've seen Senator Hunnuck before. Can I try to, like, you know, look and see if I see anyone that looks similar to her?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, roll a perception. If you remember what she looks like. If you can tell me what she looks like.
She's a lady of outstanding grace and strength. And I think she had red hair.
Not even close, Hank. I mean, you can still roll a perception.
Are we still supposed to be in the ship?
No, I just don't have anything for the...
No, I was making sure.
I didn't really expect you guys to go here.
It's the Space Hilton.
I didn't expect you guys to make it this far.
I mean, oh, there's different people in here.
Wow,
I mean, I think the strength, the elegance. Like, I was wrong with the red hair, I'll admit. Maybe I'm colorblind.
Oops, I also made it leave hidden. Okay, there we go. Oh, god damn. All right.
I remember what she looks like.
What does she look like?
Oh, so you did. So you did. You do see her. She does have 2 bodyguards with her.
What species are the bodyguards?
Human, buff. Human, common, buff.
Are we all split up or are we together?
I think you guys divided and conquered.
Divided. Okay. I'm going to try and, like, catch her eye in a really, like, you know, maybe, like, walk past whatever booth she's at. Just kind of, like, walk past and just, like, try to see if she and I can make some sort of eye contact.
She does. Let's see. What would that be? If you wanted to roll something like that, that could be.
Like, cool, maybe?
No, because cool is, like, staying cool under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like the opposite of stealth. Strange that they didn't. All right. Well, I'll just say that she does see you. She sees you sort of like making weird motions and
waggling my eyebrows.
Yes, from across the hall, and her eyes sort of bug out that she sees you, and she's trying to pretend like she doesn't see you, but she's not very good at it. She's kind of obvious. And you see her stop and talk to her bodyguards, then, you know, sneak away from them and come towards you.
Yeah, so I'm going to, like, go to another booth Because I was, you, when you say conference, are these like different tables and things set up or like different knickknacks and things for you to look at?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to pretend to be really interested in one of the knickknacks on this table. Like, oh, hmm. Yes, yes.
What?
I really.
What are you doing here?
Well, Master Plakun sent us.
He sent for what?
Well,
are you stalking me?
No, I'm not stalking you. I don't. Listen, we had a hell of a time getting here. Do you know this planet and Corellia are like identical?
Yes, yes. I know a lot about the core world.
I imagine you do. You are a senator. Listen, no, Master Plakun, he told us you would be able to get a little bit of information on the Skyhold base, you know, where it might be, or you might give us Director Izzard's number. Maybe he knows where this could be. Because he didn't really give us a lot of information. And as I'm saying this, I'm still just like,
Ooh. Very secret agent-like.
Yes, very secret agent-like.
This, God, I don't know why. I am so glad that we didn't actually hire Jedi.
No.
Yaz would like to walk onto the other side of her, but looking at the same table.
Yes, you're drawing attention to yourselves. I cannot be seen with you.
Okay, well, do you have like a room or something? This is a hotel. Do we have some place we can go talk?
All right. Okay, yes. See this room over here? Let's stand out over here. But I can't be too long, otherwise my bodyguards are going to get alarmed.
Okay. Aren't you the boss, bitch? They're your bodyguards.
Listen, it's a whole security thing.
Sure, sure.
Yes,
sure.
I am a bitch. But
boss bitch.
Even bitches have even bitches have protocol.
Absolutely.
She's
right.
Trying
all
to
right.
be empowering here, bud.
All right. Then you guys shuffle off into a side room and, now I know that, Taz probably went in. Uli probably went in.
I followed.
Yeah. Did Kale and Clyde notice?
Why did we just said Kale? She doesn't know Kale.
I think it'd be weirder if Kale went up to her and be like, hey, so give me Director Izzard's number.
Yeah, all right.
I guess so.
So listen. Bad news, good news. Bad news, I don't know where the Skyhold base is. It's a military thing. But I do have, I am glad I ran into you. I do have some intelligence for you.
We can use it.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yes, I've been working this diplomatic conference, and I got some information on Tiber Solvar's hideout.
Cool.
Perfect. Now, who is Tiber Solvar?
It's the guy we're going to go do something with.
Gotcha.
Yes, he is the man that needs to be otherwise neutralized is the euphemism we're using now.
Yeah, yeah. No, get it. I get it. Neutralized.
Okay, yes. Okay.
And yes, as Plo Koon would put it, to do as your conscience tells you. But whatever, uh-huh. We need him out of the picture.
Sure.
I don't...
Intelligence.
Yes. This is a great opportunity for me and us and the Republic, I guess. So, Tiber Solvar is holed up on Hoth.
Oh, okay. So Hoth? We just got to go to Hoth.
No, wait. Hoth. You mean ice planet Hoth?
Yes.
Oh, that's cold. Ice planet.
The one with Tauntauns?
Tauntauns, yes. And I've heard they have Wampas there too.
Who? We have a Wampa.
Why do you have a Wampa?
It's a long story. Its name is Brisket, and apparently it lives in our ship now.
Brisket is on the ship.
We didn't even attempt it. We took off and the Wampa was there. It's incredible that a pygmy Wampa, a Pampa, if you will, was managed to hide up in a ship for so long. But here we are with a Pampa.
This is too many details for me.
Yes.
Oh,
so
okay,
do you have that general dude's number?
So, no. Izzard? Yes, I can give you Izzard. Izzard is here. He's going to give a speech here.
Well, can you tell him to come in this room instead?
No, you'll have to find him. But it should be easy to find. Did you check? Did you check the agenda?
Turns out I might not be able to read.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay. Check it again.
We'll check the agenda. We'll go try to find Director Izzard and get some more information. Listen, I know it was probably a big risk for you coming to see us, but I do appreciate it, just so you know.
Wow, that's very courteous of you.
Yeah, I'm not a dick.
Just watch out for that Gorvek guy.
Yeah, Gorvek no good?
Well, let's just say I do like working with him. He's got no political ambitions, and he doesn't really care about the sort of power that I'm looking for. But as far as I can tell, the only thing he loves is war, like the kind that never really ends. So, he's easy for me to work with, but he's also a little dangerous. So, you know, just be on the lookout. And Tiber Solvar, he's on Hoth.
All right. I'll remember that. So, between the two of us, we'll remember that. Hey, one final question. Do you know what these pins mean? And Uli kind of shows her the different pin, like, and points to Taz's too.
Oh, they're just different political parties in the Senate.
Oh.
Yeah, yours is that one is a far right one, and Taz, you have one from the far left.
It is on my left shoulder, yeah.
That helps.
That makes sense.
Taz,
I get it now, yeah.
With me. Taz, okay. Don't make me... Uli just takes off her pin and just throws it right on the ground.
Wow. And you, at this moment, you look at Hanny's pin, and it, you know, it's a far right pin.
Yeah, sorry. I just, maybe it'd be good if we weren't seen to be on the same side for.
Okay, and she slips out of the room.
Hey, hold on.
What?
Don't tell anyone about brisket.
What is a brisket?
That's the wampa.
No, it's a wampa? Delicious. It's
no,
a delicious roast.
Don't tell anyone.
It's a delicious roast. Come on, and
brisket.
I'm gonna take Taz's hand and head back onto the conference floor and try to find Kale and Clyde.
Okay. You find Kale and Clyde. They are also looking at knickknacks on the tables.
Hey, look! Great news. We found out some information. Tiber Solvar.
My pin is on the left side.
Yeah, you got to watch out with these.
Wait, hold on. Look at this knickknack I found.
Look at the swag. Woo, baby. Free pods. Let's go.
This is a bird.
So.
Yes, that is actually a bird.
Kale has a communicator now. Previously, he was just yelling.
Look, that's great. Tiber Solvar on Hoth. Great news for us, I guess. But also, Director Izzard's here. That's like all three guys we needed to talk. Well, not needed, but we could talk to in one setting.
Yeah, we got to check the agenda.
Yes, the agenda.
That's where we'll find out where Izzard is.
So do you, any of you know what that person looks like?
I'm not really good with faces. Or colors, maybe.
Turns out.
No, but I mean, his name is Director Izzard, and he's given a speech, so he's got to be on the agenda somewhere.
The agenda.
Why do we got to talk to this person again? Why? Can't we just go to Hoth?
I mean, we've come this far. It seems kind of rude if we don't say hi.
All right. Take your time.
Okay.
Hey, we could just go to Hoth.
So I'm saying, Taz, Hoth, just go, baby.
At that moment,
go to Hoth.
You guys look at a map, and you notice Hoth is on the other side of the Dead Meridian. Yes, yeah, yes. Clyde had a map in his robes, right? Right next, it's covered in peony stains, but you do see that the Dead Meridian is smack dab in between where you are at Corellia Duro and Hoth, which is at Hoth.
Well, Hoth is a moon.
Yes. No, that's Yavin.
No. The forest moon of Endor.
Oh, okay.
But I think Hoth is the ice moon, too. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Semantics. No,
yeah.
So we still need to go through the Dead Meridian to get to Hoth.
Yeah, so we have to talk to Izzard to get to the show fort to get to Hoth.
I mean, I know, Kale, you were a little suspicious of this planet, but we have added some very concrete steps to it.
Yeah, this is just, man, we're going in a lot of places now, right? I feel like we're diverging in a lot of paths, and I thought this was going to be rather clean cut. Go to the go place, permanent nap.
Is this in character or out of character?
Yeah, me too.
In character.
I didn't expect to get paninis and, you know, diplomatic convention centers. I was like,
I mean, I'll bide my time with all these widgets that we got, but, you know, it just seems like we're a little bit, you know, maybe not the tightest ship, right? That's me included.
Not yet.
It's the tightest of ships, but the loosest of lips. Let's go.
All right. I'll listen to you too. What a speech. Taz, this is what you want, right?
Want, no, have to do, yes.
Look, I don't know. You want me to be honest? I'll be honest. I don't know much about this Tiber Silver guy. He sounds like he might be a maniac, but you know, we've been called to do something better than what we have been doing, or at least what I've been doing, and this is something. And I swear to my God, if you don't get me on to Hoth, I'm gonna scream.
Oh, hey. She's gonna scream.
All right, you got me.
You guys gotta go. She's gonna scream.
Actually, I'm glad she didn't say she's just going to kill you.
No, I wouldn't kill
you. I could probably listen to her scream for a little bit.
Wow, that's weird. Who wants to read the agenda? Anybody?
Clyde, you're really good at reading. Why don't you read the agenda? Because I've bungled most of my roles tonight out of character.
You're the only one that had a successful one.
Yeah, but I rolled like 3 times. That's the first one I got.
All right, so what's our agenda?
We got to look at the agenda.
All right, I'm looking at the agenda.
No. Agenda. Say it right.
The agenda.
I'm looking at it. All right. Percepting it.
Yeah, unless there's a different check that you can justify.
Nope. I failed. I can't make heads or tails. This must be written in cursive.
But you do have 2 advantages.
Well, I kind of can make out a little bit of this, I guess.
Okay, somehow Taz can read it, but there's 2 threats.
Taz can read cursive, apparently, for God's sakes.
You've been reading blank too long.
Yeah, Verno's over there this time in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's very soon that he's going to be giving a speech, which is the 2 threats here. But you do see the room that he's going to, and by extension, you know the podium he's going to be on.
Okay, yeah.
Let's go to that room.
Yeah, sit in the front row, make it real awkward for him.
I mean, he doesn't know who we are, though.
He kidnapped us. He was part of the sacking.
Oh, he does? Oh.
Yeah.
Let's like really freak him out and mead mug him.
I didn't get to see anybody that sacked me.
This is like the weirdest setup ever. Like, imagine being, you know, you're kidnapping some guys to do a mission for you, and then like a week later they show up and they're just staring at you in the front row.
I think it's just been a few days. I don't even know if it's been a week.
It's unclear.
It's unclear, yeah.
Space time, right? Uli is going to go and into the room where he's given his speech and sit literally like dead center. Yeah, front
I'm
going. Row.
I'm tagging behind. I'm all hooded up, and I'm just like, you know.
Okay.
I got my red book with me.
So you guys are sitting in the front row.
Mean mugging. Oh, we are mean mugging.
Well, we're gonna put seats. We're not gonna sit all together.
No, I think absolutely we should. I think that's more intimidating.
Really? No, I think no. I get where he's coming from. He should look around the whole room and see us everywhere.
Anywhere he turns, going to be one of us.
All right, cool. All right, I'm going to sit in the front then, right in the second.
Except he doesn't know what Kale looks like. He doesn't know that Kale's involved.
Yeah, but when he sees a mean mugging, he'll know.
He'll know.
I forget what we're doing again.
We got to get the general's number.
We got to get the information off this guy. We're trying to get information off of him. He's going to come here any minute and give a speech. He's going to see us. My hope is as he's like, ah, shit, and pull one of us aside and be like, you got to get out of here. We'll talk to him, get back on the boat, and get out of here.
Can I leave a note on the podium asking for General Inverno's? Whose number are we looking for?
Gorvek.
Gorvek's number?
You see that there's security on the stage, so it would not be simple to put something up on there. But he does poke his head. He does poke his head out, and his eye is caught by Kale, who's just straight up mean mugging him, and he recognizes him and is surprised. And then he continues to survey the crowd, and he sees Kale's bitchin' hat and sort of nods. And gets a hat tip and then looks at Taz, who looks really, really menacing when he's
and mean mugging.
Yeah, mean mugging. He's got those piercing red eyes and blue skin. And that also surprises him, although.
But that's just the face that Taz makes when he's trying not to fart.
Yes. And when he's trying really hard to read the agenda, although successfully. Somehow.
There have been two successful roles. Oh. And one was Taz reading the agenda.
One was Taz reading cursive.
Which he got threatened by somehow.
All right. And then he sees Uli, who's also mean mugging him. And he's starting to get concerned at this point. And he scurries. He points to some guards who come by and pick you guys up out of your seats and
backstage.
All of us?
Stop that.
Well, not Kale, because he doesn't know Kale other than his
he didn't see me.
He saw you.
You were the first one.
He saw Clyde.
You're the first one he saw because you were mean-mugging him.
I think you did say Kale for the first one.
Okay. I meant to say Clyde. It was Clyde, then Kale, then
the others.
Okay. I misspoke. And he brings you guys got a lot of K's. And one U. Because technically Taz starts with a K.
Taz, yeah.
Yeah. And he brings you guys backstage.
Yeah. What Cooley's name are you Cooley.
What are you doing here?
Ah, not so fun to be sacked yourself.
We need Gorvek's number.
Reverse sacking.
Well, this isn't really. I mean,
Gorvek's number. Give me Gorvek's number.
Well, General, I don't have Gorvek. I'll give you the coordinates to Skyhold Base.
Yes, that. Do that.
At the edge of the.
Yes, the Dead Marini. We got it.
Coordinates. Like a James Bond film where they're like, give me Blofeld's number right now.
I gotta say, I'm a little surprised you guys are, you made it this far without dying.
Do you want us out of here?
Yes, I want.
Coordinates.
We need Solvar off the map. We need
coordinates.
Okay, why are you barking orders at me? I am a director.
Do you want me to hang around longer? I can hang out here.
Okay.
And kick my feet up.
Well, don't let him get against. If he kicks his feet up, he's not going.
If I kick my feet up, I take off my shoes, it's done.
You're done for.
If he takes off his shoes, we're going.
He nods at one of his security guards who they sucker punch you.
Back off. I have a lightsaber.
You have a lightsaber?
You have a lightsaber?
I do.
Deception.
You have a lightsaber?
Yeah, I have a lightsaber. I totally have.
You've had a lightsaber this entire time? And you tried to beat the Wampa with a flashlight?
I have a lightsaber.
All right.
I'm just like I got it in my like robe, like it's kind of like a gun. Back off! I got one. I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Let's not kill anyone or yourself. Yes, I'm going to give you you can have the coordinates. You can meet up with Gorvak. And then you
Thank
can
you.
Get to wherever the hell Tiber Solvar is.
No, I want his phone number. Otherwise, I'm going to call him right now.
Thank you.
No. Look. We're all on the same side here. We're all on the same side. We're going to take the coordinates. We'll get out of your hair. Also, might already know where Tiber Solvar is, so don't need to worry about that, man.
Wow, you guys are making progress.
I want Taz to sucker punch that guy.
No. Taz, you're a little uppity.
Taz,
I just wanted to get back to Brisket, make sure she's okay.
There's Who's other
brisket?
Ways.
What is a brisket?
That's the Wampa.
You have a Wampa?
No, he's confused.
Wampa's a part of the crew now. It's a part. We're putting him in part of the pot.
Why is everyone so shocked that I got a Wampa? I don't get it.
It's more of the fact that you have somehow had captured a Wampa. They're not really known for being like tame pets, and the one we have, not tame.
The one we had just fell out of the fucking vet.
Yeah, give me time. I will tame Brisket.
Sure. But you're not going to do that if you keep going around sucker punching people.
I didn't sucker punch anyone.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I think I've heard enough here. And
for sucker
punch. He starts writing down. He nods at the security card again. He sucker punches you again.
I punched back that time.
Okay, no. We're gonna get out of here.
Hold on. That was Sarn.
Yes. You are being Sarn.
I'm trying to play a different character.
You're really letting him out that time. I sucker punch him, and then I put drugs in my eye.
And then I loot his fucking body.
Sarn was his other character who was a real pain in the ass.
Murder hobo.
He once committed cold murder of a shopkeep for no reason at all.
In Sarn's defense, they pushed the silent alarm.
The one time we were just trying to leave in a space airport and he didn't want to show his ID. So we had to spend a whole extra episode in prison that Tiger didn't plan at all. And there was a rapist in there for some goddamn reason.
Why do you always bring up the rapist?
Why did you bring a rapist into a Star Wars prison?
It was jail. Rapists go to jail. Okay.
I can tell tensions are high.
So he writes the damn coordinates down on a sticky post-it note and says, here's your damn coordinates. You guys ought to be careful with Gorvak.
Yeah, we heard Gorvak, he's a warmonger.
Yes, he's a warmonger. And he's out for himself. So try to make yourselves useful to him if he's going to be in. He'll be useful to you.
You just had somebody punch me twice.
Yeah. You just say that.
Listen, you just came in here. You started barking. You came in here barking orders at me.
You brought us in here.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to progress, or do you just want to give me a hard time?
No.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Who's talking here? Is it the?
Is this a character or not? I can't tell anymore.
A little bit of comedy.
All right, I'm going to start pushing Clyde and Taz out the door we came in, and I'm going to take the sticky note, just kind of pop it off of his...
I can already tell who Mom and Dad are going to be.
Yeah. Well, somebody has to be a fucking adult in here. And
Daddy Kale and Mommy Omi.
Yeah.
Be like, we appreciate it. Sorry, I hope your speech is good.
Thanks.
Good job. Hey, by the way.
Good luck on future sackings.
Good luck on future sackings. All right, guys, our 60 minutes are almost up. We got to get out of here.
That is true. I'm glad that we set that time bomb. Or that time limit.
Can I heal myself from the two punches?
No, no, heal yourself in the car.
We got healing yourself at all.
We got stim packs in the car. Let's go. I convinced those guys were hungry, but those paninis looked big. Let's go.
All right, guys. We can walk and talk. Let's talk about next strategy as we start heading towards the pizza delivery truck. Bam.
Okay. All right. Well, you got the coordinates. We just got to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got pretty good coordinates. You can do space stuff, right, Kale?
I can do space stuff. I just want to make sure we're aligned on a plan. So, Dead Meridian first, then Hoth first, then double back to the Dead Meridian. What do you guys want to do?
I think we got to go.
We got to go to Dead Meridian first.
Yeah, definitely Dead Meridian. There's nothing on Hoth I need to find.
Except for the answers in that blank book.
No, there's nothing in the blank book. The blank book is nothing now. I have other plans now.
I know. I just felt like reminding you.
Believe me, I'm going to fill the book. What?
Lying about that book?
What?
Do you think Lacoon was maybe lying about the book?
Do you think he wrote like in invisible ink?
I'm just saying it's really weird that we'd find a book from Lacoon on this random pizza / animal transport van.
Because you know what invisible ink is.
Yeah, it's your. What? It's from.
No, I think it's semen. Actually,
invisible. Can we stay? Can we just stay on task, please? Please. The book was from the library.
Oh,
it was the sacking bait.
Oh, I thought it was found on the ship. My bad.
No,
I thought it was way more important.
No, that I've marked in blue here. Where not that it really matters or any of this matters, I guess. But the blue arrow is pointing to where Skyhold base is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that far at all. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll go to the base. We'll talk to this Gorbeck guy.
The Grovac.
Gorbeck's going to get us through the Dead Meridian. We'll get to Hoth. And then, you know, we'll be good.
We'll chat. Okay. We have a nice little chat with Commander Solvar.
You know, our plan, just got to say, hasn't gotten any longer, just more detailed. And I think the details are good.
I think the details are longer.
So, we were always going to do the same thing. We just, now we have spots. Now we have names, places to go to.
So do you guys got coordinates that I can maybe put into the computer here?
Yeah. Give him the sticky note.
Uli pulls out the sticky note and hands it to Kale.
Sticky note. Why is this sticky?
Invisible.
It wasn't when we wrote the note down. Okay.
We kind of ran out of that hotel. I imagine that like we just were like running as we're shouting out the hotel back to the ship in the back.
We're just, we can talk in the van.
We can talk in the van. Let's go.
Our Pizzini's only bought so much time.
Yeah.
All right. So we're running back to the van. We see we kind of extended past our almost 60 minutes and the security guards are kind of coming up on us.
Yes.
Run faster.
Yeah, we're on time. They're not going to impound
us. Yeah, no, but they did. You guys are taking off right at the moment where they turn around and say, wait a second, this isn't a pizza. And then they're shaking their fist at you.
And then our ship flies off into the sunset.
All right. You guys make it off. Kale does type in the coordinates. And you start moving towards the Skyhold base.
All right.
And let's change this.
Man, I was having fun looking at that map.
I don't really know how to do this. Does it look like it's moving?
No.
No, we're like, looks like we're landing.
We landed. Have landed.
Oh, now we're moving.
All right, now you guys are moving.
Yeah.
Congrats. All right. You guys, you move in. I'm not going to make you roll for this astrogation. The coordinates were very, very, very precise, and there is no way you could have screwed it up. And you move into towards Skyhole Base, and you come upon it. Let's see. Where is it at? Right here. Okay, you guys, you see it. It looks like this. It's like a platform. It looks like a military base. There are tents and everything on there. There's some communication dishes. You guys are waved in. Somehow they already knew you were coming, and they direct you to land at a helipad, basically. And when you get down to the bottom, there's a lot of noise going on. There's a lot of activity. You can see off in the distance that ships are leaving to go into, battle and things like that. And when you land, a person comes up to you, as you land to greet you there. It's a Duros man, looks like this. And you walk up. Who comes? Does anybody? You guys have landed. Who leaves the ship first?
I'll go out first.
Okay.
And as I'm walking out of the ship, I take like ice off my cheek and throw it onto the ground.
Okay. Oh, when I said sucker punch, I meant like in the gut.
Oh.
Which I felt would be better than having punched you in the face. Sorry, I wasn't really clear about that.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have ice on your gut?
No, I farted a lot, though, and they did sucker punch me, though. So
okay.
I didn't have that look of trying to hold back a fart.
Oh, I see. So you look like a normal person.
I look like a normal chiss, yes.
You walk up to him and try to introduce yourself, saying, I'm Kataz, and you're generally sort of...
Kataz Tortonato. Nice to meet you.
And he doesn't shake your hand, and instead you hear this voice.
All right, gentlemen. I'm Commander Killian Gorvek. Welcome to Skyhole Base. Rule number one around here is I'm number one. You follow the rules, you fall in line, and we'll get along all right. Now let's get to work.
Where did you get that clip from?
I had it recorded.
Ooh.
Who recorded it?
Who recorded it? You didn't recognize it?
No.
All right, I'm going to play it one more time.
Someone we know?
All right, gentlemen.
Yes.
I'm Commander Killian
Gorvek. I got it.
Welcome to Skyhole Base. Rule number one around here.
Oh, okay.
Is I'm number one. You follow the rules, you fall in line, and we'll get along all right. Now let's get to work.
Okay, yeah. I got it now.
It's a friend of ours. He's going to make a cameo.
Okay. Well, Matt met him.
Matt met him, Chief. Yeah.
Yeah, Chief.
I would say the tall drunk guy, but
he wasn't drunk.
He stopped drinking. Yeah. So.
Now we got to think of something else to describe him.
Yeah. He's the tall guy who looks like he's drunk.
The tall, high-grade talent
He's
guy.
Not, but he looks like it.
His eyes are off.
Yeah.